picking Thursday night's NFL draft to the Seattle Seahawks for defensive end Frank Clark, and then they signed Clark to a 5-year, $105.5 million contract. The Chiefs also gave up a second-round pick in 2020 and an exchange of third-round picks in this year's draft. News, weather, and sports in this 5 o'clock hour is brought to you in part by the Appliance Discounters. Their motto, our savings are your savings. They have 6 convenient Missouri and Illinois locations: Webster Grove, South St. Louis County, St. Charles, Baldwin, St. Louis City, and the newest location in Fairview Heights, Illinois. You can qualify for up to a $500 rebate with the purchase of a qualifying Frigidaire or Frigidaire Gallery high-definition cooking appliance. Check them out online for all the great deals, theappliancediscounters.com. And again, their motto, our savings are your savings. From the 590 The Fan KFN Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn, and just around the corner is hour number 3 of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon with Franco Opinion.
Kevin Moret here from Mentality Men's Health. We see every day that there are two kinds of guys: those that accept lower testosterone and all the effects on their mind and body. Then there's our clients. They want healthy hormone levels, energy, and metabolism through their prime years. Our physicians specialize in taking care of men, optimizing hormones, and keeping them at maximum performance in their careers and families. Our services are covered by insurance, so every guy can afford it. Schedule a free consultation at lowtusa.com. That's lowtusa.com.
Let JJS Flooring show you how they can save you money. Part of JJS Flooring's secret is not only that they have been in business for over 30 years, but they deal directly with manufacturers to get you the best prices, and their service is second to none. JJS Flooring now carries supplies for installers and do-it-yourselfers. You can get tools, padding, adhesives, and more. Shop the city and save at JJS Flooring. Call them today at 314-772-3996. Their service will floor you.
3, 2, 1. Introducing the limited edition Budweiser Discovery Reserve, brewed to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the moon landing. An American red lager with a light hoppy aroma, followed by a hint of toffee and a crisp finish. Inspired by our archival recipe from the time of the Apollo missions. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Budweiser Discovery Reserve American Red Lager, ale in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Are you overworked, overstressed, or just overly stiff? Do you need an escape from the madness of the day? Well, Big Island Spa and Wellness Center is the tropical escape and relief you have been waiting for. From the moment you enter, you'll be captivated by the subtle smell of fresh hibiscus and plumeria flowers. Located at 1300 Washington Avenue, downtown St. Louis, call us at 314-899-5055 to book an appointment for your Hawaiian relaxation experience. Dream big, relax big, renew big, only at the Big Island Spa.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Rosalita's Cantina is St. Louis's go-to Tex-Mex all throughout the year, but on May 5th, it is St. Louis's go-to Cinco de Mayo party spot. This Cinco de Mayo, check out all that Rosalita's on Washington Avenue has to offer, with live music all day featuring DJ Music, Mariachi, Mendez, STL, and Latin band Vladimir Ferreira. You can ride the mechanical bull, plus two balloon twisters and two face painters will be there. Tex-Mex margaritas and Cinco de Mayo done right, and it's all happening at Rosalita's on Washington Avenue.
Whiskey sour.
Oh, yeah. That's a good drink.
Whiskey sour.
Yeah, it is.
Well,
good afternoon, and welcome to the April 23rd edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Window World, the company that produces the best-selling replacement window in the United States, the company that also has an arm called Window World Cares. That's the charitable arm, and they give a lot of money to St. Jude Children's Hospital, where they save the lives of very, very, very sick children, and I'm happy to help them do that once a year, and we're in the middle of that right now, so sit back and relax and leave the rest of it up to us. First order of business is this, a round of introductions.
Hey!
Many of you may be new to the show. You go, I wonder who is the master that is running that control board. Well, he's a guy who for 19 years wasn't even anywhere in this country. He was in Great Britain, and for 10 of those, yeah, he lived where his daddy lives now, in Birmingham, England. Glad he's back on U.S. soil. Trevor Limestone Limey, Philip, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. I hope you've had a great day. And if not, it will get better.
Well, you know, that's a good thought. Because if somebody is having a horrible day, it can only get better.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if it's really bad. The worse it is, the better the chances that it'll actually get better. That's a very good thought and a positive thought, and thank you for that. Now, if you heard earlier, you heard this guy's voice, and you knew that he was in Kirkwood, and he didn't hit the road today and go northbound or southbound or westbound or even... Bill Cleveland, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
And yes, Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel, where you can call them at 636-695-2650. They'll give you a complimentary second opinion on your investment portfolio. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
MarkAndJason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
All right. Wow, what a resume this next guy's got. It's 8 pages long because he goes into great detail, not just about the fact that he was a night cook at Denny's. He lists every dish that he cooked there and that he considers his specialties. He also has on there, he's a door-to-door knife salesman. He has the address of every home he went to try. I mean, this guy keeps great records. And that's what led him, I guess, to the work he does today, and we'll get to that. You know, he was also a Busch Stadium beer vendor. He has the exact number of beers that he sold at Busch Stadium. He has all this on his resume. He was a roller skating rink DJ. He can tell you the number of times skaters went around the rink while he was there as a DJ. Meticulous notes. Today, what does he do? He's the head of research for this show, the large morning show in the afternoon. He's in charge of resetting the digital clock. He's our newsman. He's our news director. And paying attention and taking notes and observing is what probably led him to the profession he's in today. Of course, in addition to being author of the book Bad Mood, Good Mood, that's right, he's something else. You never know when he's watching you or having you watched, because he is a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. And before I do that, Bill Cleveland just handed me a note and said, Limey's wrong. If you're having a bad day, it's just going to get worse.
Real nice.
So way that, to go, that's Bill. From Bill Cleveland, C-L-E-V-L-E-N. Big hi and thanks to Matheny Heating and Cooling since 1942, building an A-plus rock-solid reputation in the St. Louis metro area for providing customers with prompt, reliable, and courteous service. Their customers say so on Angie's List, on Yelp, and on Google+. They have A-plus ratings on all three of those customer review websites. They specialize in the installation of high-efficiency heating and cooling systems and take pride in what they do. Give them a call or check out their website, MatheneyHeatCool.com, or give them a call at 314-727-9000.
Well, I have plenty of things going on in my life to worry about, but one of them this summer won't be, will the house be cool? Because I have a practically brand new heating and cooling system put in just, I think, 2 years ago by, or less, by Matheny Heating and Cooling. So it will be nice and cool when it gets into the St. Louis humidity and heat, and it will. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is fine, Dan.
No, I didn't know that. Good. Good for you, man. Thanks for giving him business. Yeah. appreciate it. I know that. Red Boy had Matheny come out and put an extra heavy-duty cooling system in his... it's not a wine cellar. You told us before. What is it?
Some kind of cheese.
Cheese cellar. Cheese has to be cool. That makes sense. We put our cheese in the refrigerator, don't we? Most of it.
Mm-hmm.
Cheese.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you can leave that stuff out. That's not a good idea. It stinks the place up. Boy. I know there are many forms of music, many types, many genres of music, but I'm pretty picky. I really don't like rap, hip-hop. I don't like that stuff. Don't know much about classical, like some of it, like the more familiar classical pieces. But I'll tell you something, top of my list, and I'm sure yours too, good solid polka music, and nobody plays it better than these guys, Bruce Lipperst and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love you, Bruce. I love polka music. You know who started the whole polka craze? That Lawrence Welk. That's like most of what he played was polka music. We are brought to you today by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. In a moment, I'll bring you up to speed on where we are with the trivia night. We're doing well. I want to do better. We're doing well. 314-993-1800. That is the number if you'd like to call Window World, 314-993-1800. Of course, you can go to their website, windowworldst.louis.com, and here's what you're going to find there, in addition to other things. You're going to find that Window World will come out to your house, give you an in-home estimate, and if you get together with them and you go, you know what, I like these people, I like this window, they're offering 18 months, same as cash financing with approved credit. They also have a lifetime warranty. And it's the kind of warranty you want. It covers everything. Parts, glass breakage, labor, the whole deal. You'll wonder how they can do what they do for less money than other people. I don't know the answer to that. Maybe that's a secret, like the KFC recipe for, they have that secret recipe for chicken. Maybe a Window World. Maybe it's a secret. How they seem to be able to sell a window that uses double strength glass to give it strength at a price far less than some windows that are inferior to Window World. It's a big mystery. Only they know. But we're glad they do know what they do and do what they do. Window World, and we're also glad that, unlike some companies that I have known, and I won't get specific, who pretend to be charitable but really aren't, this is a very, very charitable company. And they do a lot of good work by donating a lot of money to St. Jude. And that's coming up May 18th, that trivia night. Meantime, you need windows, you want to replace windows in your AM and the PM, you have one choice. That choice is to include Window World. See, we never tell you what to do or demand that you do it. We ask that you include Window World. Now, if you don't want to call anybody else, that's great. That's fine. But you can talk to three or four different window people if you want. Just include Window World, and I think I know the decision you're going to make, and it's going to be Window World. You can find out more at windowworldst.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Glasgow, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Madden.
Back for his second appearance today. Did a fine job guiding us through some trivia. He had about half as many questions as he needed, but that's okay. It forced us to see if we were capable of killing half an hour. And thanks to Randy and Jim who called, we made it. Now he's here to do what he does best, and that's take us somewhere, courtesy of Window World. We just mentioned them. You know they're the number one selling replacement window in the United States, and you know to go to windowworldst.louis.com. Let's hear it again, second time around, for Bill Cleveland. Loyal is an understatement. Where are we going?
That's funny. That Johnny Cash. Well, it's not Johnny Cash. I can't remember the guy who initially sang it. Who did sing that song? Everywhere Man.
Barbara Mandrell did it, but it was done in the 50s by
one man. I can't remember his
Jim
name.
Jim will look it up. He's ahead of research.
Yeah, I was putting together a video for this event I'm doing tomorrow night at the Grants View Library across from Grants Farm, and I used that song for one of the things that I'm doing, and I actually have been to quite a few places in that song. I was actually kind of surprised.
What you ought to do, you ought to deliberately make sure you go to every place mentioned in that song.
Well, and I'm kind of confused. Well, so they're not just American destinations on that in that song. There are other places that they've snuck in there that aren't just in the U.S., so none of that matters, I guess.
It was originally written by Australian country singer Jeff Mack in 1959.
But that's not who recorded it. No, that's not who made it a hit.
I said, comma. and was made popular by Lucky Star in 1962.
Oh, that's not who I would have.
Lucky Star.
Mm-hmm. About to say, has that Australian dude even been to America?
That's not the one that I'm thinking of, though. Don't you, Frank? You did country music, don't you know? There's another guy. There's like a guy who made it very popular, and I don't.
No,
think
and,
that's
and the name is it's like a Ferlin Husky type guy. It's Hank. Yeah. Snow, it's Hank Snow or Hank. No, it's Hank Snow or right. Hank Thompson.
No, I think it's Hank, either. No, I think that's
I'm,
right.
I'm almost positive. It's I'm almost positive it's Hank Snow.
I think that's right.
I can hear his voice when he's. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere. I can hear it.
Sounds just like
that. I'm pretty sure it's Hank. Thank you.
You nailed that one, Frank.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you, Tim.
So it is National Park Week. We mentioned this yesterday, so we're going to hit up a few of the national parks this week. I'm actually going to be in this national park next week, end of next week. Smoky Mountain National Park. And I'll just quickly, I had to school my aunt on this yesterday. She had a misspelling on her social media account, and a lot of people do this. I'm pretty sure I've done it early on anyway. Was so Smoky Mountain. It is not S-M-O-K-E-Y. It is S-M-O-K-Y. Smoky Mountain National Park.
Hank,
did you know that?
Hank Snow brought it out in 62.
There you go. Well. Hank Snow.
Lucky Star in 62 in Australia, and then Hank Snow did it, the American version, in 62 as well.
There you go.
He probably had the biggest hit.
I
with
would say
it.
So.
We're saying so.
Although I will tell you, I was just talking to Dan. Do you know who Kacey Musgraves is?
She's a country singer.
She is a smoking hot country singer.
Oh yeah,
smoking hot.
Oh, yeah.
And she does that song, and she's singing it. She's performed it like, you know, the Grand Ole Opry and it. But there's a video if you go online and you look up on YouTube, Kacey Musgraves, Everywhere Man. She's singing it on stage at the Grand Ole Opry in like this hot pink, super short skirt.
Easy, Bill.
Like seriously,
yeah, right.
Easy, like,
yeah.
Down.
Yeah,
come on, man.
Yeah,
you got a job to do. Stay focused. No, but you're right. She is good looking.
Yes, she really is. Yes, sir. So Smoky Mountain National Park. Few things. So it's on the border, essentially borders like North Carolina and Tennessee. In fact, you can actually, there's a sign like right in the middle where you can go and you can stand, you know, kind of straddle the state lines, essentially, for North Carolina and Tennessee.
Is there a reason why it's spelled like it is?
I'm not sure. I just know that a lot of people spell it incorrectly, and it's actually. The official title is Great Smoky Mountain National Park. So anybody cares?
How's it spell?
What, great?
No, Smoky.
Smoky? Yeah, S-M-O-K-Y.
Instead of E-Y.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Great.
And is it called that? There's not smoke in the mountains. Why do they call it that?
Smoky Bear?
I don't
Mr.
know. Maybe they used to smoke a lot of jerky back in the day.
Well,
smoke
one,
a lot of jerky? What?
No, I think it's because in the mountains, sometimes top of the mountains, there's like a fog or a smoke.
That could
look.
Be. Should we call the Great Foggy Mountains then, shouldn't they?
Maybe they should have.
It is the most visited national park in the United States, and there is no fee. We talked about this yesterday. Some of the state parks have fees. Smoky Mountains, there's no fee to get in, and apparently there never will be. I guess there's some sort of a clause somewhere in there, and I'm not sure.
Well, they
why.
Wrote up. They actually wrote a document. There at one time they had a small fee, and they had a proclamation.
Oh boy.
Asking that they cease with that fee. It was called the fee cease.
And, that stinks.
And that's funny. A lot of people didn't like that name, so they did away with it.
But yeah, that's
fee.
Terrible.
Fabulous.
Continue
the
streak.
They're called Smoky because the temperatures vary 20 degrees across the tops as soon as I get done with Frank's raspberries there. It's because of the fog that appears every day of the month.
So I was right.
Foggy Mountain.
Frank, you forgot to say again.
But I was right
again.
About the fog.
You forgot to say again.
Anna won the contest today earlier, too.
You forgot to say again.
What?
What?
Nothing.
You're supposed to say, I was right again. I won the contest today again. When you say it, you need to say the word again because you win a lot.
Well, Tim, I don't like to do that because it's self-serving.
Man. I know.
It sounds like I'm bragging.
Well, it ain't bragging if you can do it. That's what Yogi Berra said.
I'm the winner because I get to leave in 10 minutes.
Oh, Yogi Berra, not Yogi Bear, you ding-dong.
Yeah, there's a difference. Yeah.
So has everyone been to the Smoky Mountain?
No, I haven't, actually.
It was funny. I was born, raised in Tennessee, and I never went there till I moved here. And then after I got married, my wife and I went to the Smoky Mountains because it was the other end of Tennessee. Right. I lived in the ugly side, and the Smoky Mountains is the pretty side.
It is. No, it's really beautiful. And what's interesting is you can go and you can take as many pictures as you want. And I love to take pictures. And you're like, oh, man, this is the greatest shot. But nothing, it doesn't matter. Like, you have to be there to really understand how beautiful. No picture will capture how beautiful the Smoky Mountains are. Why
That's
are you
the best known town there is what Gatlinburg,
I'm not laughing
would
at
you say?
I'm just smiling. Yeah.
What? Would you say Gatlinburg is the best known town in the Smoky
Mountains? Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge are sort of right there at the foot of Smoky Mountain National Park. Yeah, so either or, Pigeon Forge, they're both pretty much the same as far as, you know, they have their attractions. In fact, I'll be in Pigeon Forge in 2 weeks, I guess. And so, yeah, but they have all the, it's sort of like a Branson in the middle of Tennessee, if that makes
right.
sense.
No, that's exactly, that's a good description.
Yeah, and so they have a lot of family attractions and a lot of shows, and but it's a lot of fun, but there's a lot of stuff. And the part that kind of bothers me about that is I think a lot of people go to those places and then actually don't go and explore the Smoky Mountains. Like, that's the whole reason those towns were, you know, became famous and became popular, is because they were there at this great national park. So hopefully people, when they're going, they're having fun at the go-kart tracks or whatever it is that they're doing, are still making time to go up and, you know, do a little hiking. So,
and what was that statement again? It's the most visited national park
correct.
In the country? See, yes. That stuns me.
Yeah. Well, and I think the reason is it's just the location. So something like 2/3 of the country can get to the Smoky Mountains in a day's drive.
How long of a drive is it from here?
Well, from here, I would say Pigeon Forge is probably...
Let me guess, like 6-7 hours?
No, that's a little longer. I would say 8 to 9 hours.
Wow.
Probably 8 hours to Pigeon Forge, if I, that's a total guess. Mm-hmm. But I think that's probably about right. So, yeah, so that's an, I mean, you can totally do that in a day.
Yeah.
There are a couple of cool things. I follow an Instagram account that is, it's not the official National Park Service account, but there's a few people that live in the area, and they do a lot of pictures, a lot of video, and this and that. And so this is something that happens on a regular basis. They have these, you know,
Bill.
You'll have.
Why is that still funny?
I don't know.
It just comes out of nowhere, and it's hilarious.
You say you
to
follow
me.
An Instagram account, but then you don't say whose.
Well, I can't remember the name of the account, but I just saw it the other day. And so they captured on film a mama bear with her four baby cubs just walking across the street, and that kind of stuff happens there all the time. Like, you'll be driving down and the traffic will be stopped, and you'll kind of like peek out the window and what the heck's going on. Oh yeah, there's like, you know, wildlife just walking across the street.
There's Yogi so Bear cool. walking across the street.
That's right,
you know, I think it's Yogi Bear.
Smokey Bear, Smokey the firefighter Bear.
Yeah.
So
that's another thing people mess up. They say Smokey the Bear. No, it's Smokey Bear.
That is correct.
Yeah. And remember, they changed it. Only you can prevent forest fires. So they changed it, and they took forest out of it. And now it's only you can prevent wildfires. Anybody notice that? They changed
yeah.
it.
I did not.
Sound about the same to me.
You learn a lot here. No, you learn a lot on this show.
Either way, it's a fire.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So just a few random fun facts about, well, we'll see how fun they are, about Smoky Mountain National Park. There are 12 popular waterfalls within the park. I mentioned there's no fee. There are, let me see how many acres. It's
Dan.
No, we're not doing.
Not
no.
a contest.
We're not doing true. Okay. 522,419 acres make up Smoky Mountain National Park.
Pretty big.
Which was established back in 1940 by FDR. Mentioned, of course, that it runs through Tennessee and North Carolina. So, but if you've never been, seriously, it's a doable drive to get out there.
Are you serious?
I am serious.
Hey,
thank
said
you.
He was serious.
No, I'm serious. Are you serious?
He wouldn't have said it if he weren't serious, idiot.
And there are lots that you don't have to hike if you don't want to. I mean, I think people should a little bit hike, but get out in the middle of nature. But even if you just want to see it in your car, that is totally doable.
You know whose feelings you just hurt just now?
Who's that?
People listening in wheelchairs. You said, I think everybody should get out and hike. And somebody right now in a whealchair is going, well, that's easy for you to say. And they're crying right now.
Way to go, Bill.
Feel
good.
Yeah. Real nice.
Can you
real
wheel
nice,
around?
Real nice to be all inclusive.
You could probably wheel cool. around out there, couldn't you?
Yeah, sure you could.
Yeah.
What about uphill, Dan? Huh?
Well, you get somebody to push you.
Tell you.
Bill said, I think everybody should hike. Everybody.
You always make this segment incredibly awkward. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's all I got.
I don't think it is. I think you're just taking your toys and going home.
My family,
I think that's exactly what he's doing.
When we would drive to Florida, we would stop in Smoky Mountains. That would be our layover on the way to Florida. And my younger sister, and I believe it was either my mother or one of my other siblings, got stuck on a tram in Smoky Mountains. You know, one of those things, like a ski lift thing, where you take out, and it got stuck, and their legs are just dangling with like a 200-foot drop. We sat there for hours.
Was it in Gatlinburg? Because they have one that goes over the town.
Yeah, yeah, it was. And then went up the mountain and then back down the mountain.
Yeah.
It was a big, it was a big deal.
Oh, it's like, so you're just right there in the open, just on a seat.
Oh, oh yeah, it's great. Man. Oh, it's fantastic. When my wife and I did finally go, we got on that thing. It was fantastic. You know, Tim, you would have had a much more powerful story. It would have been an exaggeration, but it would have been a much, and people would be talking about it tonight if you'd said, you know, they're on that ski lift kind of thing, and then the cable snapped and they plummeted to their deaths.
Huh. That would have been a better story.
People would talk about that.
Great story, Frank.
If you want to allow me to edit it out, I'll embellish at some point.
I tell you what, edit it out live. I mean, let him retell it and make it something people talk about. Because that's the only way you succeed in radio, is if at dinner people go, did you hear 590 today? That Tim Woodburn, what a horrible story. So edit out what he told. Let him retell it. Go ahead.
Radio edit.
So, Tim, I understand you have a good story. Well, not a good story, but a story about Smoky Mountains in your family.
It's the reason I became an orphan. I appreciate you bringing this up, Bill, because my family was traveling to Florida.
I'm Frank.
I know you're Frank, but Bill brought it up, you know, and Bill brought the whole
part of this segment up. So what happened, Tim?
My younger sisters were on the tram that went up the mountain and came back down the mountain, and the tram got stuck, and it got struck by lightning, and they fell and plummeted to their deaths.
Oh, man. Give him the vaudeville comedian send off. It's a horrible story. Now we have to redo it again. No, now we have to redo it. God. I don't want anybody hearing that. No. Edit it out. That's it. That's tasteless. Edit that out.
Right, guys.
Radio edit.
So, Tim, speaking of the Smokies, I understand you had a tragic event in your family regarding a Smoky Mountain. Is that right?
Yes.
What happened?
I don't want to talk about it.
My two younger sisters that I hated were on a tram, and I bribed the tram operator $30 to make the tram get stuck, not knowing that they were going to get struck by lightning and plummet to their deaths.
Oh, man.
And I lost both my sisters.
Oh, man.
You must feel horrible.
Well, wait, they got struck by lightning and then the thing came apart? That's a double whammy.
Amazing. It was amazing.
I think I read the story. The lightning bolt actually cut the cable.
It did.
I ran down. That was in the news. I remember it.
Well, and then I ran down the hill and I stole their spending money for their vacation out of their purses while their dead bodies laid there. And I mean, I had a good time after, but it was kind of a bad day. So,
well, Tim, I
saw a couple of shows at Pigeon Forge.
I almost wish you hadn't told that story.
Went to Dollywood.
Got a couple nice purses out of the deal.
Almost wish you hadn't told that story.
Sorry. It brings up bad memories. Thanks, Bill.
Well, it does. Sorry.
I just got a text that just says, bravo, Limey. Thank you.
My grandparents were in the Smoky Mountains. And, there was a plane crash, and it was actually a helicopter that was doing one of those tours of the Smokies.
Oh, yeah.
Something malfunctioned. It came down and decapitated both my grandparents, my grandfather and my mother. And it was ugly, and it was horrible and graphic. And that's all I can talk about anymore.
Sorry.
Huh.
All right.
And then what happened?
People are going to be talking. No, now people are going to be talking all over town. Oh, my goodness, did you hear two horrible stories about this? Well, I can't believe it. Well, what station were you listening to? 590 The Fan. And the other person goes, never heard of it. Well, you should. See, and then we're going to get triple the audience tomorrow.
That's I'm Bill works. Cleveland on the road.
Wait. My grandparents went to the Smoky Mountains.
What happened to them?
And they went to a couple of shows at Pigeon Forge, and then they went into Gatlinburg, and then... Then they went and saw the mountains, and they took pictures, and they came back, and they loved it.
My favorite uncle went hiking in the Smoky Mountains, and he had to relieve himself, and a rattlesnake bit him in the scrotum. And his fangs sank into my uncle's scrotum, and he couldn't get the snake loose. And he had to run into town with a snake hanging from his scrotum. It was the most embarrassing day of his life, and he died.
And all the women came running up.
And you should see the snake on this guy. This guy got 5 feet long. And they go, no, that's a snake. She goes, I'll say it's a snake. No, it's really a snake. Yeah, and then he fell over dead right in the doctor's office. That's a good story. You know what we ought to do one day is just make up the most ridiculous stories we could possibly make. I don't know. We just did it, sort of.
Yeah.
Bill, you can say goodbye now, Bill.
Goodbye now, Bill.
Go Cleveland, courtesy of what?
This is the dumbest show on radio.
Well, I don't think Tim might have messed up a little bit because he said, like, you know, this is the story. He mentioned being an orphan, and somebody just texted over, Tim's sisters died, and that made him an orphan. I guess it is a true Tennessee story.
Well, I believe those were his. No, I believe Tim had been adopted, and so had these girls. They were his adopted sisters.
I'm sure that's right.
So, see, it made sense. So,
my mom and my sister.
Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World, windowworldst.louis.com. I'd like to share a great email with you if I could. Dear Frank, about a year ago, maybe a little longer, you called me to thank me for doing business with Thompson Price for our bathroom remodeling. So I thought I'd return the favor and thank you for only advertising quality businesses. Not only did Thompson Price provide excellent advice, he goes on and on and on about the great work in their kitchen, their bath. He says, to complete the thank you, I want to tell you I moved all our banking to First Community Credit Union. I love this guy. He says, we'd been jerked around by a big bank in St. Louis and ended up moving all our banking business to First Community. Then he says, what?
Turn what? My mic off.
Nothing. What? Nothing, sorry.
He says, I've purchased several automobiles from Johnny Landoff Chevrolet over the years for me and my kids. And yes, at one of the purchases, I got a tie from John Landoff Sr. My dentist passed away a couple of years ago. Guess what he says? I went to Ballast Dental Care, and so pleased I've recommended the Ballast Dental Care to my wife and several people at my church, and they've all been very happy. How about this guy, Dennis? Dennis deserves it. This is a perfect listener. Landoff, Ballast Dental Care, First Community, Thompson Price, he covered it all. Thank you, Dennis. Your email made my day. All right, here's where we are with the trivia night, May 18th. Two couples can sit with us at our table. I have $5,000 for one couple in memory of Jack Henrick, and I have $2,000 for the other couple. I'd sure like to bump that $2,000 up to $3,000 if somebody would be willing to do that, to sit with us at our table. And then this is a pleasant sort of addition this year. I've received $200 for two different jokes that I've told. We got $150 for the TV version of the Rockford theme. I just was sent a copy of the check today from Brian that he is shooting out today or tomorrow to Window World, his $4,000 check to have dinner at Annie Gunn's with me and my wife. So we have several $1,000s here. We're not finished yet. And folks, you want me to do a second dinner at Annie Gunn's? Okay, if I have to. If you want to make a second bid for dinner at Annie Gunn's with me and my wife, I need at least $2,000 for that. At least $2,000. So thank you to everybody who's making this, pushing us over the top with this. I was debating whether or not to talk about this again. I have a colonoscopy scheduled for tomorrow morning. Now, as soon as I get off the air, that's where the fun begins. That's where I'm the king of the porcelain throne from.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Oh, man. And you know, even though I had it done before years and years ago, and I know it's nothing, this is the part that I still don't look forward to. And today when I was thinking about this, I thought of a joke that I have not told for probably 5 years, and it's about this very thing. So if you want a bonus joke, I'll tell you the joke. Limey, get ready to give me a rim shot. This all is right. A good one. Proctologist in the hospital, in the clinic, performing, it doesn't matter what kind of surgery, whether it was a colonoscopy or whatever, he works on, you know, rear ends. And you know that doctors and surgeons, when they're in those rooms, they wear those masks, those white paper masks. And he turns and says something to the nurse. And she walks out of the operating room and comes back in and hands him a cold beer. And he said, no, 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 no. I said, get me a Bud Light.
Oh.
Come on. Yeah. Oh. That's so good. Thank you, Limey. That was pretty good. A Bud Light.
You know what? Tim will leave. He'll get in the car and he'll burst out laughing. He's trying to act like
he'll tell it later on.
To his two sisters.
Well, he can. I'm sorry. They're dead.
Oh, I forgot about that.
You're not going to like this, Limey. You're the only one this affects. It doesn't affect Bill, doesn't affect Tim, doesn't affect Dan, doesn't affect me. And I'm not making this up. This was a story that came out last week. I didn't get a chance to get around to it yet this week. We only been on the air yesterday. Last week, USA Today. Here's the headline. Studies finding is a hair unnerving that men's beards are dirtier than dogs.
Oh,
have you seen this story?
I saw this.
It says, on the basis of their findings, where they took a bunch of men and a bunch of dogs, and they took hairs from the dogs and hairs from these guys' beards, and the men's beards were filthier than the dogs. It says dogs should be considered clean compared with a man's beard.
Wow. That's terrifying. But I read that, like, you know, most people don't actually wash their beards. When I wash mine every day, you know.
Well, I think you're an exception, because I don't think most people wash their beards.
Well, I wash mine every single day.
And stuff gets in
nasty.
It says disease-causing bacteria showed up more frequently on men's beards than including bugs that cause urinary tract infections.
Now,
ask me how that gets in a beard.
I have been peeing a lot recently.
I can't grow a beard. I'm not hairy. I have on my chest, I have like two hairs on one side and one hair on the other side. And when I've tried to grow a beard once before, and it looks like I have the mange.
Well, you know what, though? You're smart not to have a beard, because nothing looks worse than the mangy-looking beard, splotchy beard.
I did see a video where you were rocking a sweet, like, a 70s porn stash.
A porn stash. Oh, yeah. I had that.
Who counts their chest hair other than Dan Strauss?
Yeah.
If I ever grow a beard again, I've only done it twice, I'm going to put it up on our Facebook page, and you better step back, because it's some beard, buddy.
I got hair everywhere but my head.
I've got a ton of hair.
I just thought of a new thing we could do for Window World. We'll raise money, and as long as we can raise money, Frank isn't allowed to shave his face.
Ooh.
You know what?
What do you think?
I'll tell you what. For enough money, I'll grow a beard for... It won't take me long. In 2 weeks, I got a big brush of a beard. Dan,
really?
I think, saw it.
Oh, yeah, I did.
It
was impressive.
It's a Santa Claus beard. It's a good one. Yeah, I do that for enough money for St. Jude.
Now we know.
Okay. Tim actually called the story to my attention. Oh, you know what? I'm going to save it. It's a guy sues his parents. I haven't gotten around to it. His parents destroyed his pornography collection, so he sued him. The guy's 40 years old. He's living at home with a bunch of porn, and his mom threw it out, so he's taking him to court. He wants his porn back, or he wants $87,000 because he said that's how much porn he had.
Wow.
$87,000. Okay, ladies, get in here, buddy.
Ooh, that's nice.
And speaking of Tim, he made reference to this joke yesterday, so I'll do this joke for him. And I've changed it so that the punchline is the one that he mentioned. I'm not going to say any more. I'll give it away. Guy's on an airplane headed for Las Vegas. And there's a really good-looking woman next to him. So he strikes up a conversation. Been to Vegas before. She goes, oh, yeah, go out there every year. He said, so is vacation or do you live there, relatives there? She says, no, going out to the Nymphomaniac Convention in Las Vegas. He says, what? She says, Nymphomaniac Convention. We have a convention. He said, so you... She says, yeah, I'm a nymphomaniac. He said, whoa. So where is it? She said, the Bellagio. He goes, I'm staying there. I'm staying at the Bellagio. She says, maybe we'll run into each other. He goes, well, that would be nice. He said, hey, I'm just curious, what happens at the Nymphomaniac Convention? She said, well... All of us, we're all nymphomaniacs, we get together and we share information, you know, what we've learned since the last convention about men. He said, like what? She said, well, at last year's convention, we all compared notes and we learned some pretty interesting statistics. Like, for example, Native American Indian men have longer ones on average than other men. And he says, really? She said, yeah, they're hung longer. She says, Jewish men are thicker, more girth. He said, huh. And she said, and redneck, good old boys, rural guys, have more stamina. He said, well, isn't that something? Native American Indians have longer ones, Jewish guys have thicker ones, and good old redneck old boys have more stamina. She said, that's right. And he said, well, that's interesting, Miss. She said, just call me Sheila. And you are? He goes, oh, I'm Goldstein, Geronimo Goldstein, but my friends call me Bubba.
Next.
get a check on traffic with Tori Lyons.
Traffic is sponsored by Lowe's. Slow southbound 270 from Page to Doherty Ferry, again between Gravoy and Tesson Ferry. A slow go out of the city, westbound 64 Grand, most of the way to Big Bend, and then 170 through 270. Eastbound 64, heavy Mason to Big Bend. Solid southbound 170 from Page to 64. And a heavy police presence off I-70 and Ladue at Ladue Crossing. Pros do it right to save 5% more every day by shopping at Lowe's, in-store or online. Save 5% on eligible purchases with your Lowe's business credit account. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Subject to credit approval, cannot be combined with other offers. See store for details. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show. In the afternoon,
let JJS Flooring show you how they can save you money. Part of JJS Flooring's secret is not only that they have been in business for over 30 years, but they deal directly with manufacturers to get you the best prices. And their service is second to none. JJS Flooring now carries supplies for installers and do-it-yourselfers. You can get tools, padding, adhesives, and more. Shop the city and save at JJS Flooring. Call them today at 314-772-3996. Their service This will floor you.
Introducing the limited edition Budweiser Discovery Reserve, brewed to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the moon landing. An American red lager with a light hoppy aroma, followed by a hint of toffee and a crisp finish. Inspired by our archival recipe from the time of the Apollo missions. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Budweiser Discovery Reserve American Red Lager. Ale in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Are you overworked, overstressed, or just overly stiff? Do you need an escape from the madness of the day? Well, Big Island Spa and Wellness Center is the tropical escape and relief you have been waiting for. From the moment you enter, you'll be captivated by the subtle smell of fresh hibiscus and plumeria flowers. Located at 1300 Washington Avenue, downtown St. Louis. Call us at 314-899-5055 to book an appointment for your Hawaiian relaxation experience. Dream big, relax big, renew big, only at the Big Island Spa.
I hope he doesn't get mad at me. I'm about a minute and a half later than I wanted to be. I waited too late to start telling the joke. You got to tell it right. Mike Evans is in Dallas, Texas. He's going to fill us in on what's going on in the world of Hollyweird. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. They're east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. They're closed only on Monday. And gift cards are always a good idea. You need reservations for dinner at Annie Gunn's because it's real good and real popular. Annie Gunn's in the Smokehouse Market. Give it up for Mike Evans, everybody.
A little late calling, man.
Just a little bit. Jump right in. Make the most of it. Not much. About a minute. Go.
This is the last week we're doing the pop quiz theme, Knowing America. These four cities have the most people fleeing their hometowns, but which one has the most people leaving their hometown? Chicago, Los Angeles, Detroit, or St. Louis?
Hmm.
Answer in just a minute. Prince died 36 months ago. Can you believe that?
This week, 3 years this week.
Yeah, it was this week. One time there were over 45 people that claimed to be heirs. They were saying they were ex-wives, secret ex-wives, siblings, children, cousins. Even had one nut that's in a Colorado prison, but now the DNA tests have been taken. He only has six heirs, one full sister named Tika, and five half-siblings. That's it. Uh-oh, Larry David looks like he sucked Jerry Seinfeld into doing between 5 and 7 episodes, a reboot of Seinfeld. But here's the problem. How do they do a reboot without Kramer? And if they bring back Michael Richards, which they I can't see why. He is the show.
Oh, yeah, they have to.
They have to, but, you know, I think people have forgiven that blurting out he had 7, 8 years ago. It's
well,
Hollywood
they should.
Hollywood's trying to be politically correct. He hasn't worked since then.
Well, he should, and they should bring him back. And, by the way, if they do, I think that everybody will be fine with it, except a handful of people, and who cares about them?
Exactly, the ones that were complaining.
Yeah, you can't do it without
them. Johnny Depp's latest movie, The Professor, is set for release on Friday. Johnny Depp plays a college professor who learns that he has a terminal disease and changes his lifestyle. This movie is so bad, it will be released Friday, but only on video. This is the second movie in a row that Johnny Depp has gone straight to video because the theaters that it would bomb. They didn't want him.
Oh,
he might have, you know, that poor guy, he might have to sell his island. It's tough. They're finally making a movie out of Marry Me, and they got the perfect cast for it. The novel, Marry Me, I thought was hilarious. Jennifer Lopez plays a pop star who plans to end her concert at Madison Square Garden by marrying her pop star fiancé, but at the last minute finds out the fiancé's been going out with her assistant. So she pulls a random dude out of the audience and marries him instead right there on stage. Yeah. The good luck dude in the movie will be played by Owen Wilson, who I think is very... I like Owen Wilson.
I do, too.
He's pretty funny.
The book was hilarious, and I think this is going to be a good movie, too. How much time I got?
Oh, you got 2.5 minutes.
Odds and ends to tell you about. I told you a month ago Britney Spears was leaving Las Vegas, leaving her gig because her dad's illness and she had just had enough. Well, it is official. They're negotiating to get out of the contract now. This is hard to believe. Britney Spears is the mother of 2 teenagers.
Wow.
What?
Britney Spears' sons are now 13 and 14 years old.
See, that's one of those things you wish you hadn't heard because it makes you feel like you're 100 years old.
Mm.
Is that unbelievable? And since I mentioned Prince, let me just say a buddy at Random House tells me that Prince's private memoirs that he was working on when he died is sensational. It's a tell-all book and a story about his inside life. The book is entitled The Beautiful Ones. It'll be released October 29th.
And a little sidebar for you, and we talked about this yesterday. None of his estate, $300 million, not $1 has been given yet to anybody till they figure out who's who. He didn't have a will.
He didn't have a will. Well, I told you they have 6 heirs.
Yeah, well, but with no will, that stuff's been tied up this whole time for 3 years.
Yeah, and it's going to continue to be tied up. They do have the 6 heirs, but all of them want, you know, a bigger portion than they're going to probably end up getting when they split it all up.
Two quick questions: do you have a will, and am I in it?
Yes and no.
That's what I thought. Okay, I can deal with that.
And finally,
let me ask you: do you have a will, and am I in it?
Yes and no.
1 minute.
Okay. And finally. These 4 cities are the 4 cities that have the most people leaving. Just list just out. Is it Chicago? By the way, Los Crapulas, sewer by the sea. You know, gas is now $5 a gallon in Los Angeles. And you can't get a plastic straw, but you can get free needles if you're a heroin addict.
Oh, nice.
Los Angeles, Chicago, St. Louis, or Detroit?
I'll say St. Louis.
I'll go Detroit.
Los Angeles.
I hate to say it, but St. Louis.
Number 4 is St. Louis. Number 3, okay. Detroit. Number 2, Los Angeles. Number 1, Chicago.
Mm. Good, wow. good. Don't blame them. Get out of there.
There you go. I think a lot of that has to do with the weather, too. I mean, you know,
Chicago sucks.
Except L.A. Yeah. Am I about through here?
You're done. Mm-hmm. 5 seconds.
You're done.
Yes.
3 seconds. 2 seconds. Now you're done. Thank you very much for being with us, and we'll be here tomorrow. Hope you will, too. Thank a police officer, firefighter, every chance you get. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past did. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen,
No point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dude.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is Martin Kilcoin. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 590thefan.com, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. Former Vice President Joe Biden is preparing to kick off his third presidential campaign with a video announcement on Thursday. Sources say he will then hold a campaign rally at a Pittsburgh Union Hall before touring the early voting states. Because of his name recognition, Biden is expected to be among the front runners in the crowded race of nearly two dozen candidates. The Supreme Court seems to be leaning toward allowing the Trump administration to include a citizenship question on the 2020 census.
The Commerce Department wants to include this question on the census. Is this person a citizen of the U.S.? Critics say that will discourage participation in the census and could result in an inaccurate population headcount, resulting in several million people not being counted.
So the census goes to the very core of our democracy.
New York Democratic Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney watched oral arguments in the Supreme Court. White House spokesman Hogan Gidley said President Trump's feelings are clear.